Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Slapshot Radio. Max is on it tonight. I mean, you know, first cut out and he is just, the wheels of steel are flying right now. Paul McCann, Zach McCann, Brent Peterson coming at you at Slapshot Radio. We're glad you're staying in with us tonight. An hour of hockey talk every week. I absolutely love it. And you know what? If you have to check out these videos, because apparently our next guest has the loudest salad in the world. That's what I keep hearing. And actually, our next guest, the author, lawyer, hockey player. I mean, this guy's done it all. The Grim Reaper himself, Stu Grimson. Stu, welcome back to Slapshot Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great. It's been far too long. How's everybody?
Well,
Zach, Brent, good to hear your voices.
We're all hanging in here. We're doing all right. You know, and what the heck? There's no sports going on, so what are we going to do? We're going to talk hockey. So, you know, Brent and Zach and I, we were talking a little bit about, you know, last week it was the best lines we could think of, and we went all the way back to the production line and all, you know, the French Connection, all of that. And this week we wanted to talk about the enforcer. We wanted to talk about the evolution of that role. And Stu, over your career, you saw the role of the enforcer, you know, evolve from the guy that was only out there to chuck knuckles to a guy that actually was expected to play.
Yeah, I did. And it was, you know, just I haven't been around the game for a good long while. Certainly as an amateur and following the game, trying to, you know, make my way up the ranks and trying to penetrate an NHL roster, and then ultimately doing that and then coming out the other side of it and now following the game for a living as an analyst for NHL Network. You know, I've seen that role change dramatically, and it really has been an interesting evolution. At the end of the day, I think the enforcer type, as we would have defined them maybe during my era, that player has essentially been eliminated from NHL rosters, but there are still guys that provide that role, provide that element, and can play effective minutes at the same time. And it's been kind of a curious and interesting evolution to watch. I will say this, you know, I think we would be remiss if we're going to have this discussion in terms of the guys that have provided that element for their teams and have also been really effective players. You know, Petey may feel differently about this, but for me, I just think Bob Probert is the shining example of a guy, and this is probably the early, you know, half to say two-thirds of his career, but nobody was tougher, and nobody, I think, you know, provided as much balance just in terms of his ability to play. Let's not forget, Bob came within a whisker of having 30 goals at this level, but he was just really, really feared in this physical element, and he was also very effective just in terms of what he provided when it wasn't, you know, when it wasn't that physical element. So he, to me, is just a shining example of that ultimate balance.
Coach, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, Stewie, I totally agree with you. I think Probert was as good a player, a good player. He'd be a third-line player probably now today in today's game because of his toughness. He could handle the puck. He could skate. He could do all those things. But I still would pick you over him any day.
But, and you know,
well, that's very kind of you, Katie. I appreciate that.
You know, the interesting thing, though, and you talked about that. I mean, but when you start talking about the enforcers of the past, you look at a Bob Probert who knocked on 30 goals one a year. You look at someone like a Dave Schultz who scored 20 in a year. I mean, I think sometimes because that enforcer is known as, you know, as the fighter, as the guy that's going to be the protector, Do you think that sometimes their hockey skills are underrated sometimes, Stu?
Oh, I think that's certainly true. I mean, when you kind of step into that role and you're prepared to play it and provide it for your team, you know, on a regular basis, there's no question about it. I think, you know, from perhaps the media's perspective, from the casual fan's perspective, that's the part of your game that seems to get the most attention because it tends to be the most, you know, the most stark, the most distinctive part of what you do. But there have been lots and lots of guys over the years. You know, you mentioned Dave Schultz, same era. What about a guy like, you know, Clark Gillies was very effective and and very feared. They used to say about Clark, and this is more Petey's era than mine, they used to say about Clark Gillies, let the man sleep. Do not wake the man up. But there's no question. I think that's a very fair thing to say, Paul, without question. However, with respect to people in the game, players and folks on the operations side, coaches, scouts, and the like, I think, you know, they tend to look at the game and the player with a little more scrutinizing an eye. And, you know, I think anybody you pull today that knows the game well would be pretty quick to, you know, laud a guy like Proby or a Schultz or a Clark Gillies for, you know, the skill they had that complemented the physical side of their game.
We're talking to the author of The Grim Reaper, The Life and Career of a Reluctant Warrior, available on Amazon, both in Kindle, hardcover, and in audiobook. Stu Grimson starting to get into voiceover territory. Watch out.
Hey, there you go.
So, Zach, you got a question for him?
Absolutely. So, Stu, you know, it's something that you see. It takes on almost a Western type of mythos when you get people talking about the enforcer and the code of hockey. You hear that phrase, the code, a lot. And you can kind of evoke those myriad images of gunslingers showing each other down. How do you think the code has evolved into today's modern NHL? And what does that mean for today's game?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting kind of unwritten series of rules, and that's probably even too formal a label to ascribe to it, Zach. But I think there are a few essential tenets. The role itself has evolved, but if it's possible to kind of parse that out and focus on not so much the role, but the way that the role is played or the principles behind the role, a lot of those tenets, those principles have kind of remained the same over time. And they kind of go along the lines of, you know, you never jump another guy. You never kind of drop your gloves and get the drop on another guy. You know, for the most part, two guys that are willing to go at it, you know, you need to kind of start on even terms. That's been around for a good long while. You know, other principles, like, you know, sometimes there were situations where I'm trying to engage my counterpart on the other team, and he's just not up to it. Maybe he's tweaked the shoulder. Maybe he's got a busted up hand, or maybe he's in, you know, just somewhere short of his best self. And sometimes you just have to give a guy like that a pass because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, maybe just to touch on a third, and there are others, the rookies coming up in the game. I mean, training camp and exhibition season used to be the time of year I hated the most because as an established guy, there was always some young buck coming up on the other side, especially when you were playing against the divisional rival in the preseason. He wanted to cut his teeth. He wanted to carve out his own niche. And you kind of feel obliged to honor, to give that young guy his opportunity because, hey, you know, it's not that long ago somebody gave you your opportunity. So it's really kind of, you know, we talk about the code. It's really just based on fundamental fairness, I think, at the end of the day, Zach.
We're on the line with Stu Grimson, author of The Grim Reaper, available at Amazon.com, The Life and Career of a Reluctant Warrior. Brent, you got a question for Stu?
Yeah, Stu, I see on every, until this break here, I come home and I see on every night. I have to look at your face every night when I come home and watch the game. And you do a great job on NHL Network. I was wondering who you thought was the best or the toughest guy in the league right as of right now. In this age, in this era, right now, who do you think is the toughest player in the league?
Yeah, it's a pretty good question, Petey. And, you know, I will say this. My kind of off-the-cuff sense of who's probably the most feared doing, playing that role, to me it would probably have to be a Ryan Reeves. I just don't see too many people get the better of Ryan Reeves. And there, too, you know, while we're on the topic, he's a pretty effective player. He's really turned in some solid minutes, you know, for St. Louis, for Pittsburgh, and he's been pretty effective for Vegas. He really has been. But he seems to me, you know, just a big barrel-chested guy. He kind of rears back and chucks him. He's a bit of a force out there. He really seems that way. But I will say this, you know, it's until you kind of – let me say it this way. When you're in that mix, you're in that stable of guys that kind of do that role, that's when you truly develop an appreciation. So I say from a distance it's Ryan Reeves, but the guys that kind of do that today might have a different feel for that. But that would be my, you know, my opinion from my 35,000-foot view.
He is the author of The Grim Reaper, The Life and Career of a Reluctant Warrior, available on Amazon.com. He's also on the NHL Network. Almost any time you turn on the NHL Network, he's the one and only Stu Grimson. Stu, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us and sharing your experiences. We certainly appreciate it.
Hey, good to be on with you guys. Always appreciate talking hockey with you.
All righty. Stu Grimson on Slapshot Radio, and we will be right back right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.